Dr. Pinsker dictating a mail. I am Ian Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Picel, P-I-S-E-L. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Picel as described in my report of 12-2018. But he's now a 52-year-old male who again reports he injured his lower back at work on 1-21-17 while on an I-beam, B-E-A-M. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. In December of 2018, he did undergo lumbar fusion. Period. He completed his course of active treatment in 2022. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Picel alleged he injured his lower back while lifting and pushing an I-beam. Period. He did receive an order approving settlement on 12-2019 in the amount of 35%. Of the lumbar spine for the residuals of bulging discs at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, comma status post-injections, comma status post-lumbar hemilaminectomy, bilateral L5-S1, comma lumbar instrumentation infusion L5-S1. Period. He then reopened his claim and underwent a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Ponzio, P-O-N-Z-I-O, on 1-19-22, period. He gave diagnostic impressions and comments that will be inserted as highlighted here, period. New paragraph on 8-4-22. The petitioner was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shah. Period. He performed an exam and x-rays. Period. His diagnoses were status post L5-S1, total lumbar interbody fusion, and possible right-sided sacroiliac joint mediated pain. Period. Due to the latter, he recommended x-rays to check for failure of hardware. Period. At the visit of 10-28-22, x-rays showed hardware in acceptable position and arthrodesis appeared to be maintained. Period. There was no evidence of significant adjacent segment instability noted. Period. Dr. Shah thought his signs and symptoms were most consistent with right-sided sacroiliac joint mediated pain. Period. He reports symptoms of bowel and bladder incontinence for the last 2 years. Period. Dr. Shah opined this was not consistent with his presentation of full strength in the lower extremities with intact muscle myotomes, with preserved sensation in both lower extremities. Therefore, it was unclear if his bowel and bladder pathology was at all related to the work injury in question. He wanted to get an MRI to rule out any evidence of additional internal derangement within the lumbar spine. Period. This was done on 11-15-22 to be inserted here. Pretty returned. He was seen by Dr. FitzHenry on 12-23-22. Period. He recommended right sacroiliac joint injection under fluoroscopy. Period. This was done on 1-17-23. Period. On 2-3-23, Mr. Picel stated he had 0% relief from his discomfort after this injection. Period. On 3-2-23, Dr. Fitzhenry performed a trigger point injection. Period. He cleared the petitioner to return to work with no restrictions as of 3-2-23. He was going to return in 2 months. Period. X-rays were done on 9-15-22 to be inserted here. The lumbar MRI from 11-15-22 should also be inserted. Period. Dr. Fitzhenry did instill a right sacroiliac joint injection on 1/17/23. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a tobacco odor about his person. Period. He was poorly nourished, but nevertheless has gained 5 pounds since his last evaluation here. Period. He was advised to follow up regarding this with his personal physician. Period. Extremities upper, insert what is there from the prior. Extremities lower, he had venostasis, skin changes bilaterally, but no other. But skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical, insert what's here, what's there for prior, from the prior report. Thoracic, normal lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline 4-inch longitudinal scar with preserved lymphatic curve. Period. Flexion was full, but elicited tremors of his upper extremities. Period. Extension bilateral rotation and sideband are accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and lift at 70 degrees. Elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints, but did prompt tremors of his legs. Period. He had other tremors variably throughout the body of which he was already aware. Period. Brushed off my asking him if he had this evaluated and what his underlying diagnosis might be. Period. Impressions, insert what I've marked from the prior report. Since evaluated here, the petitioner received an order proving settlement and then reopened his claim. Pretty so Dr. Ponzio, who opined he did not require further treatment for the work-related component of his lower back issue. Period. He was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shah, who had him undergo updated x-rays and MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. He received a sacroiliac joint injection without relief. Period. He followed up with Dr. Shah through 3/2/23. Period. New paragraph of the current examination. Found similar observations to those described previously. Period. There were signs of functional overlay, as noted with his tremors. Period. He also had a significant tobacco odor about his person. Period. Tobacco abuse is well known to be a cause and aggravating factor to disc disease. Period. This likely is a component in this matter. Period. My opinions relative to permanency will also be inserted and remain the same. That is the end.